Playhouse, Y94. So I think you got to give kudos, like just tip of the hat, to a lot of the colleges across the nation that have been trying to keep their students safe amid the coronavirus pandemic. And they've all done different things, and, you know, they're doing their best with what they can, right? Well, there's one school, and it's actually a Minnesota college, St. Olaf College. Are you familiar with it?
No.
It sounds familiar to me, but it's probably just because it's Olaf in there and Frozen's out of my house every darn day. St. Olaf College in Minnesota put out a flyer, like a memo flyer to students, and they were kind of pushing for some things that would keep them safe during the pandemic. And it's a lot of the typical things on there. Hey, wear a mask, stuff like that. But then they start talking about, like, if you are being intimate with each other, college students, here's some suggestions. They say, obviously, steer clear of partners with symptoms of COVID-19. Reduce your number of intimate partners. Use barrier protection. Like, you know, condoms.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And dental tams.
What?
They also go on to say that if it's possible for, while you're being intimate, to avoid kissing, that would be ideal. And to maybe reverse the direction from which you're having your intimacy. And to keep your faces away from each other.
Wow.
Can you imagine going to college and going about your business, and there's like a member of the administration staff, like at the dining hall, and they're like, hey, I got a flyer for you, hey, I got a flyer for you. And you probably get handed flyers all the time. And then you look at it, and it's like, make sure you don't kiss while you're having...
That is so weird that they would even hand that out.
Yeah, and like to like recommend positions,
yes,
is a little bit off for your college.
Well, make sure you're not doing the missionary because their faces are going to be too... Yeah, I mean, that's just really weird. You know, the healthiest way, kids, is doggy. Like, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. But I do understand where they're coming from.
Can we do a Google? Where is St.
Olaf
College?
I'm Googling it right now. It is in Northfield, Minnesota.
How far is Bouts away is that? I don't even know.
Oh, I don't know. Well, let's figure
it out. It looks like really old, like very professional, too.
It was founded in 1874.
It's like a Lutheran school.
By a group of Norwegian Americans.
Yeah, after my own heart. Looks like a nice place. I wonder if their admissions information is available. I'd like to, learn more about the school that would hand out a flyer like this.
Okay, let's see how far it is from Fargo. If we wanted to drive, it would be 4 hours exactly.
Not bad.
Oh, wait, is this an airplane? No, this is driving. 4 hours. Light traffic, 276 miles away.
Okay. You know, I'm probably going to pass, but I would like to go just to get a copy of the flyer, I think.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe they sent that. They gave that out.
I just hope every professor starts their class that way. All right, kids. And again, this is our daily reminder. Positions, people.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Like the Ariana Grande song. She's always talking about positions. We got to talk about positions today. How to maintain the honeymoon phase in your relationship. An expert has some ideas. That a couple minutes on the show. And the baby name that's increasing in popularity that might make you roll your eyes a bit.